You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
It's been a big show. It has been a memorable show this Saturday evening, August 24th, and it's not over yet. James Edwards, Keith Alexander still with you for the third and final hour, and we're going to take a breath now. Take a breath and get back to normal after a very interesting interview with Sydney Leathers, certainly a lady that, well, a woman anyway, that's making the rounds in the media, and Colin Flaherty. Listen, I just got an email actually from Colin Flaherty after he left the show to say what a good time he had, and that feeling is mutual. I tell you, he's not the only one having a good time. Going back to the mailbag, you know, we normally start out each show with a reading of a sampling of the listener correspondence. We didn't do that tonight because we got right into the Sydney Leathers thing since it had received top billing this evening, and we'd been talking about it on the website for a few days in advance of this show, the live program tonight. Got a postcard. Keith is looking at it right now. He can verify that what I'm telling you is the truth. Postcard from New York. Now, when you think of New York, you think about the concrete jungle that is Manhattan. But this is from a beautiful, picturesque New York State countryside. It looks like Washington Irving country, Keith said. It looks like, you know, I went to Worms, Germany, which is a little hamlet on the Rhine. They got a statue to Martin Luther there. I believe that's where he was.
Not Martin Luther King,
no, but the Martin Luther we like. And listen, I had a great time. It kind of looks like that. It's got the big vineyards there. And, man, Germany's beautiful. Man, I went there in 2004. When did I go there? 2005. And I went for a weekend.
One weekend.
Yeah, I went for a weekend. Keith says he remembers when I did that. How many people can say that? I'm getting way off topic here. But, yeah, I did. Some people take a weekend trip, you know, to the beach. I took a weekend trip to Germany and then flew back, but had a great time. And this postcard actually kind of reminds me a little bit about it from New York. And it says, it reads, "Hello from Copperhead Country. Love the show. Keep up the good work. The fire burn still here in New York State." And that comes from Matt up in New York. And he sent in a contribution with this postcard, and it certainly helps Matt. Thank you so much. Another letter came in from New York, and this is actually snail mail. Obviously a postcard there. We're not even reading email right now. This is snail mail that came in to the show this week. This comes from Bill, also in New York. You know, for a show that prides itself on its southern roots, we certainly have no shortage of listeners across the country, in the north, and we love them equally as much, and around the world. Bill in New York writes, "Hello, my friends. Hope you're doing well. Great show last month with Richard Spencer, Kevin McDonald, Sam Dixon, etc. I've listened to these gentlemen many times, and they are great representatives for our cause. But I must say, none of them can surpass the great Keith Alexander when it comes to telling it like it is. Having Keith on that program, the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin show, made that episode a classic. By the way, if you have any more of those Best of Keith Alexander CDs hanging around, I would love to have a copy. Stay well." And so for Bill in New York, I will tell you, and thank you so much for what you've done as well for us and your support, financial and otherwise. You got a Keith Alexander Best of CD coming your way, my friend. This comes from JJ in Illinois. And JJ writes, "Dear James, your recent show with Ted Pike was the best ever. Indeed, it is one of the most difficult questions of our time. How can anybody attend a church if the church provides a moral support and justification to outrageous crimes such as the genocide in Palestine and the ongoing invasion of our land by millions of illegal aliens? Your radio program spreads the true message and makes a difference in the lives of thousands, perhaps millions of people. Thank you." And JJ, thank you for that letter and the benevolence that you have shown us as well. People still reading Racism Schmacism. The book came out in 2010, my first and only to date. And actually, a gentleman in Memphis just this last week, I believe, bought 5 copies of it to send out. And I'm trying to read an email here. This actually was an email on my computer here at the station, of course. What's it doing? The 1 minute I need it to work, it's mucking up. And I said that with an M. Anyway, we'll get to what are the odds? This thing has worked for 2 hours and 13 minutes. When I need it to come on to read an email, it says the program is not responding. Anyway, Keith, quick word about the audience. I talked to a listener right before this, John, also in Illinois. I tell you, all the good feedback has come from Yankee Land. But these are people who are ideological kindred spirits and brothers. I talked to John. I actually gave John a phone call. I came here to the radio station and called John in Illinois and talked to him for a few minutes because of a contribution he had sent down to us. Folks, we're doing good work. We're changing things. And as I told John, it's all a result of the people that are behind us. We've been on the mainstream AM airwaves for 9 years, and we wouldn't have made it a month if it hadn't have been for the audience and your feedback, your support, your prayers, your contributions, your financial contributions keeps us going and enables us to do what we do. It's the wind beneath our wings, as one of Keith's favorite artists, Bette Midler, I believe, sang that song. Anyway, Keith, a word.
Look, there's nothing like the audience that we have at the Political Cesspool. We have a group of, you know, intellectually superior, type-minded, true believers who know the truth and aren't afraid to call a spade a dirty shovel. They're going to be the vanguard of any effort that is made to recapture America for the good cause of conservatism and constitutionalism. And, you know, it's perfectly an illustration of red state, blue state America, what we're getting with all these commentaries from people in blue state America. They are red state Americans misplaced in blue state America. If we actually have secession one day, and I hope that we do, where red state America and blue state America become separate nations, all of these people that have written into the show are welcome to come down here. In fact, we'll roll out the red carpet, and basically all the blue staters, those few blue staters that are misplaced in red state America, can take their places back in blue state America. These are there are good people everywhere, and we try our best to reach them, and we do. Really, it's incredible that people are able to find us, but they do. And once they do, they love us.
Finally got that email up, Keith. It says, James, I just finished your book last night. So after 3 years now, that book came out in May, I believe, or June of 2010. 3 years later, people still reading it, still appreciating it. I just finished your book last night. It's fantastic. Even a non-aware friend of mine loved it too, and he hates books. I lent it to him, though I think he's full of it since he keeps reading them. And I'm glad to know that our work on the radio, in print and otherwise, is still reaching people and reaching more and more every day. We're going to take a break and come back with more news. Stay tuned.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, folks, busy show tonight. Sydney Leathers, Colin Flaherty. We're about to get to the news, but Keith has one more final parting shot. We're going to revisit Sydney Leathers for the 13th time tonight. Actually, Keith, you know, when Keith first came onto the show before, I guess he was an official co-host, he used to come on for a few segments each program to do a Behind Enemy Lines segment. Yeah, Keith went behind enemy lines for us tonight. We wanted to be able to speak on authority on the Sydney Leathers issue. So Keith actually took it upon himself to watch her movie, so we could do just that.
No, that is another one of James's what would you call it? A taking liberties with the truth. I haven't seen the thing. I've heard all about this from James though, and who obviously has seen it. But anyway, he said he had to do his investigative reporting, you know, in the spirit of Colin Flaherty. He had to actually go and see it. But nonetheless, I want people to be very clear about this. We hope and pray that Sydney Leathers does not have AIDS, okay? She's a young woman. She's made a mistake. Hopefully, you know, we've always heard that God wishes not the death of a sinner, but rather that he or she may turn from their wickedness and live. On the other hand, what this whole episode shows, with the unfortunate possibility that she does have AIDS, is that God is not mocked. God's word is in his holy scripture, and you'd better take it seriously. It may not be fashionable, for example, to talk badly about people in adulterous relationships, for example. But nonetheless, God has as one of his commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery. You cannot approve what God condemns any more than you can condemn what God approves. The left is constantly trying to do both things, and the left is behind the moral rot that is basically bringing America down to third world status. This is just one example, one signpost on the highway to hell that we see this, you know, Sydney Leathers story. But there are plenty of them, and as usual, God is not mocked. You know, we may say that racism is a much greater sin than, let's say, adultery, which Anthony Weiner was at least in spirit doing, and we think that he obviously was doing it as well in actuality. Well, when you ignore God's law, God has a way of punishing you because his law is eternal and changeless, and it's the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. That's the unfortunate lesson. I hope that Sidney isn't going to pay the ultimate price for that. But on the other hand, we all need to watch it and take it to heart. This is what happens when you don't take God's law seriously.
Keith told me in the last commercial break he wanted to say just two more sentences about Sidney Leathers. I said, okay, two sentences. That was the longest two sentences I have ever heard, but a great point nonetheless. Let's get to the news. Robert E. Lee, Keith, under attack again in Virginia. I guess it happened in the 1860s. It's happening again now in 2013 from a gentleman by the name of, and I do use the word gentleman loosely in this, John Schachter. Schachter is a Jewish surname, in case anyone's wondering, and I guess it would come as no surprise in this story. And this is just another example. You know, they want tolerance, right? They love tolerance. Tolerance. We got to be more tolerant. They want tolerance tolerance for me, but not for thee. They love it. They want us to tolerate all of their perversity, and they want us to tolerate liberal claptrap and error. But they don't offer us that same tolerance. So here's another example of cultural genocide from the usual suspects. Robert E. Lee High School in Arlington, Virginia has been an institution for nearly 90 years, but is it time to change the name of Robert E. Lee High School? John Schachter thinks, though, Lee deserves no positive recognition for his appalling record, a record that includes treason, racism, hatred, and dishonor, Schachter told school board members in Arlington, Virginia. Lee deserves no honor for fighting on the wrong side for the wrong cause. Schachter asked board members to establish a committee to right this egregious wrong, quote unquote, and came up with an alternate name for the high school whose history dates to the 1920s. In his remarks to the school board, Schachter put forward an idea to rename Robert E. Lee High School. He proposed a number of civil rights heroes and Shirley MacLaine. Shirley MacLaine went to that school at one time, apparently. So rename Robert E. Lee High School for a civil rights hero there in Virginia, where he's buried in Arlington, Virginia. And I've been to the Robert E. Lee grave, and I've been to the Stonewall Jackson grave in Virginia there, and it is a sight to behold. And I'll tell you this, Robert E. Lee, and there should be no doubt about this among my audience, but just for the sake of it, Robert E. Lee, I think, was the most Christ-like mortal, the most Christ-like human to ever trod our soil. He was a Christian gentleman in absolutely every sense of the word, and represents the very finest example of what a real American can be, which is undoubtedly why this man hates him so much. Robert E. Lee also once told Lord Acton, Keith, in 1866 that, quote, the consolidation of the states into one vast republic, sure to be aggressive at home and despotic at home, aggressive abroad and despotic at home, will be the certain precursor of that ruin which has overwhelmed all those that have preceded it. He was smart then. It's true now. Robert E. Lee, though, again, to belabor the point, a Christian man above reproach, and yet he's coming under attack and receiving all the same arrows that we get, Keith.
Well, what this shows is that the left never sleeps. You know, what a mistake it was when the second great wave of immigration came around and the policy of American immigration was changed so that Jewish people could immigrate to America. Why do I say that? That's a hateful statement, right? No, wrong. Every group that came after the founding of the nation brought a negative. Some of the negatives were much more minor than others. What the Jewish population brought to America when they started to come in large numbers between 1890 and 1920, and Mr. Schachter, the author of these slanders against Robert E. Lee, is a perfect example, what they brought was hard left politics, anarchism, and Marxism at a level never before experienced in the United States. They've been in the vanguard of every hard left movement that has afflicted America since their advent in America. And tearing down the memory of a great American, Robert E. Lee, a man who went through West Point without bringing up a single demerit. I think he's the only person that went through West Point without a demerit, a man who is a paragon intellectually, morally, and in every way. What a good thing it would have been for the South, James, if Robert E. Lee had accepted the appointment to be the head of the Union Army, because his armies never destroyed or burned northern towns, never committed war crimes against northern civilians, and of course, that was standard operating procedure for Union armies under U.S. Grant, William Tecumseh Sherman, James Lane in Missouri, and elsewhere. They basically conducted genocide against Southern people. Now, Robert E. Lee is one of the few genuine heroes that no one should have any quibble about in American history. Instead, we're exalting very flawed individuals like Martin Luther King, who was a plagiarist, a physical and sexual abuser of women, a communist operative, and a serial adulterer. We name a holiday, the only person besides Jesus Christ who has a holiday in America named exclusively for them that people get off of work for. Meanwhile, Robert E. Lee is being constantly marginalized by this false portrayal of the Civil War as being all about slavery. That's why we need to be able to educate people about the true causes of the Civil War, but the left doesn't want us to do it.
We'll be back with more, folks. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Couple of stories out there that are not national news. Not national news. All of the stories that Colin Flaherty shared with us during the second hour are not national news. In fact, we're running on our website this week a column that Colin penned for WorldNet Daily. Man in coma after black mob of 50 pummels him. And Colin mentioned that story in passing during his interview with us in the second hour. Also, not making news this week is the vicious beating on a Florida school bus of three black students just pounding repeatedly for minutes, just fist into the skull of a sixth grade white kid. This kid had to be, in sixth grade, 11 or 12 years old, just getting viciously beaten for no reason. And you can see it on the tape. He stands up and just starts getting beaten. No legitimate reason other than the fact that he's white. These are not national news stories. But I'll tell you what is this week. A guy at a rodeo in Missouri, a rodeo clown at the Missouri State Fair, was wearing an Obama Halloween mask. Now, that's national news. That's something that we really need to talk about. That made the AP wire. Everybody's talking about it. A rodeo clown wore a Halloween mask portraying Obama. Every president, as far as I can remember, has their likeness on a Halloween mask. This rodeo clown wears the Obama mask, and it's national news because, of course, this guy must be racist because he bought an Obama Halloween mask. National news. Not national news. The Florida school bus beating, which happened at the same time. The beating of this white man by a mob of 50 savages, and all of the other stories that have happened. Colin rattled off what St. Paul, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Memphis, right here in Memphis. A few days ago, a white guy was leaving a party, a birthday party downtown in downtown Memphis, was walking on Main Street in Memphis, and was just gunned down for fun. It was a thrill kill hate crime. They killed him because he was white. None of that's national news. It barely made local news. But the Obama rodeo clown, by God, that's something everybody needs to be wringing their hands about. Keith, you were going to talk about that Oklahoma hate crime murder.
Well, all of these murders beg the question, why do we have a hate crimes law, a federal hate crimes law, if these type of crimes don't qualify as hate crimes? If you read the clear language of the federal hate crimes law, they obviously do apply. We know that these were murders motivated by hate because of this wonderful internet phenomenon known as Facebook, where perpetrators like the two black guys that were actually responsible for the murder of this Australian immigrant guy that had a baseball scholarship at some obscure college in central Oklahoma, they advertised their racist intent to kill a white person, and they did indeed kill a white person. But Eric Holder's Department of Injustice is never going to prosecute a black person for a hate crime when they kill a white person. That's called doing your duty to the black race, apparently, in the eyes of Obama and of Eric Holder. On the other hand, something as trivial and meaningless as Paula Deen dropping the N-word 35 years ago, or a rodeo clown wearing an Obama mask, that rivets the attention of the mainstream media for weeks on end. Meanwhile, people being murdered and maimed because they are white by black mobs apparently is a matter of no consequence in today's America. And unfortunately, I believe that is correct. In today's America, that doesn't matter because apparently our elites have decided that it's okay for white people to be suffering genocide in America, in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, and they are able to, by ignoring it, they're telling you that they tacitly approve of it. This is the horrifying truth about America and the West today. And because of political correctness, people are cowed into not discussing it. People that do discuss it find that their careers are, sent spinning into the outer darkness, like the great late Sam Francis, like who is that Supreme Court Justice in Alabama, James? What was his name?
Roy Moore.
If you dare to get on the wrong side of political correctness, particularly on racial issues, you will be destroyed by the leftist media and the leftist establishment that's in control of America today. And they don't want you to know what's going on, because if you did understand what's going on, you would be scared to death, because you are now the target of a genocide, just like the genocide that's going on in South Africa today. People can stick their head in the sand, like James was saying earlier in the show, like an ostrich. An ostrich perceives danger, hides its head in the sand, and thinks because it can't see the danger can't see him. Meanwhile, his big posterior is waving around in the air, making a tempting target. Well, that's what white people do when they abide by the strictures of political correctness. Political correctness is cultural AIDS, as William Lynn said. It basically immobilizes or deactivates our normal cultural immune system that protects us against racial violence and the violence visited upon us by other groups of people that wish to harm us. Every other group, blacks, Hispanics, Jews, Middle Easterners, their immune system, their sense of racial solidarity is alive, awake, and totally intact. We alone have been deracinated, and this is purposeful. We need to claim our equal rights with every other group, James, and we need to recapture this sense of racial solidarity that, quite frankly, is essential for our survival long-term as a race.
That, Keith, is why we do what we do here, and why we continue to catch on, why we continue to command headlines, why we continue to attract guests, whether we agree with them or not. Big name guests continue to make the political cesspool a stopping point, because we have built for ourselves a formidable venue with a large audience. And I'm telling you, I truly believe, and I shared this again with the gentleman with whom I spoke before the show, a man who contributes to our quarterly fundraisers, which, by the way, the next one's going to kick off in just a couple of days. The September fundraiser is going to be very important, folks. But I shared with him that I believe, and I really do, that what we're doing here with the Political Cesspool and on this radio network, we're really moving the needle. And our best days are still ahead of us. We've come a long way. We've come a long way since day one, but we are becoming more and more mainstream every day. Not that we're watering down our message to be absorbed by the mainstream, and certainly that could not be further from the truth, but we are moving the mainstream in our direction, and that has always been the goal here. We've suffered some losses, the loss of Bill Rowland, for instance, earlier this year, my mentor in many ways, along with Keith, and a man who had the greatest amount of respect for, whose role in developing this show was profound and instrumental. You know, so we've suffered some blows with his passing, but we continue to move forward, and our audience gives us the opportunity to do that. And I'm telling you, to say it again, our best days are still ahead of us. 9 years going strong, but we want to be here for years and years to come, collaborating and cultivating our relationship with Liberty News Radio and Sam Bushman. I'm telling you, folks, we've done a lot of good. More good is to be done.
Let me say something about that Oklahoma murder of the Australian baseball player who was just gunned down while he was jogging, doing nothing to nobody. Totally an innocent victim because he was white.
The DA just said race was not a factor in his murder.
And the DA in Oklahoma has said race is not a factor in his murder. Why? Because the DA is a craven coward who will ignore reality in order to hold on to his little sinecure, his worthless little job as the district attorney. He will turn his back on the obvious truth, and he will turn his back on the oath that he swore when he became the district attorney, because he's a coward. This type of cowardice afflicts white people apparently more than any other group of people. You never find a black elected official that's unwilling to go to bat for his own group, but you will find white people doing it all the time.
One more segment and a barn burner blockbuster show. It's coming up right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello in Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. That number again, 801-216-4816.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Last segment of the night, Peter Scoop Stanton. This is normally his segment, or rather he comes on either the end of the first hour or the end of the third. He is working tonight. Something our detractors certainly can't relate to, but he is working, and he has a family to provide for, so he will not be able to call in tonight with his normal contributions. But I want to thank again each and every one of our guests tonight. We had three great ones. We forget that. I mean, Sam Bushman is so often a guest now, it's almost as if he's a co-host, even though he hosts his own show, the Liberty Roundtable, which I appear on once a month, every third Wednesday. Here on the Liberty News Radio Network, but want to thank Sam Bushman for making his guest appearance tonight, as well as Sidney Leathers and Colin Flaherty. That is three noteworthy guests, to say the least. Last segment tonight, Keith, I know you wanted to wrap a few things up with regards to the hate crime, the thrill murder in Oklahoma, and a few other things.
Well, have you heard what the former Prime Minister of Australia has said, commenting upon the murder of this Australian guy? Did you hear it, James? Did you hear what he said?
No.
Okay. Well, he said that he's thinking about proposing a ban on Australians coming to America as tourists. Why? Not because of racial violence in America, but because of our lax gun laws that put Australians at such jeopardy. See, this is the left doing what Rahm Emanuel has famously said, never letting a good crisis go to waste. This is a parable for them about why we need to repeal the Second Amendment. It has nothing to do with black-on-white crime or race. And I've got news for the former Prime Minister of Australia. Those triggers don't pull themselves on these guns. Somebody has to pull the trigger. Remember that we had that scene from Shane that we ran on the blog where he says to Marion, a gun is a tool, Marion, no different from an axe or a saw. A gun is no better and no worse than the person behind it. Well, that was wise in 1953 when Alan Ladd said it, playing the character Shane in the timeless classic Western Shane. It is just as applicable today. And if a man can reach the level in society of being the Prime Minister of Australia and embrace the flawed logic shown by his comments, that tells you that we're living in an outdoor insane asylum here in the West, in Australia, America, in Europe. We have people governing us who don't understand things that a reasonably bright six-year-old can clearly understand. It's like the Emperor's New Clothes. And we're having to suffer being governed by fools like this former Prime Minister of Australia. And it is really scary that we have to live in a world where the truth has taken a permanent vacation and this type of flawed, politically correct logic actually drives our government, James. It's really, you know, it's absolutely, you know, the truth is stranger than fiction. I can't believe that there is somebody who has made himself believe that load of rubbish.
And Keith, and then you see in the state of Florida, at the state capitol building in Tallahassee, this so-called peace mural is on display there. It has George Zimmerman firing a bullet into Trayvon Martin's head, which is certainly not what happened. No matter how you interpret the events of that night to have unfolded, he shot him in the chest while Martin was on top of him, not in the head from behind, as is being depicted here. And so Martin is firing a bullet into the head of Trayvon Martin. To the side of Trayvon Martin is Martin Luther King's, whose head is bleeding. I don't know what that's supposed to depict. But Trayvon Martin's face is obscured. Where it would be Martin's face, it's just a mirror. So you can go and look at your reflection in the face of Trayvon Martin because you could have been Trayvon Martin. The state of Florida acquitted George Zimmerman, and rightly so, based upon the facts of that case. Yet you have the state capitol building displaying this masterpiece that further riles up racial hatred and discontent. This is what the story reads, Keith, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. An eye-grabbing mural showing a picture of a man shooting a likeness of Trayvon Martin was unveiled at the state capitol building in Tallahassee. The message of the mural, created by a Miami artist, is, "We are all Trayvon Martin." The mural shows a man who looks like George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch leader who shot and killed Martin in February 2012 and was later acquitted in the teen's death, shooting a person wearing a hoodie. There's a mirror in the mural where Martin's face would be so visitors can see themselves as the teen, as they are always referred to. The mural also contains blank spaces where the public can share their thoughts, and it also shows a picture of Martin Luther King Jr. with blood flowing down his head. The artist joined a sit-in protest outside of Governor Rick Scott's office for the past 4 weeks. The group plans on taking the artwork on a nationwide tour, although the exact locations are yet unknown. Why in the hell would the state capitol building allow something like this to be displayed, knowing that Zimmerman did this in self-defense? That's what a jury of his peers decided. That's what the facts suggested. Yet they're going to allow a piece of anti-white racist propaganda inside the state capitol building. Now, if it was just some lunatic nut that had this picture walking around on the street corner, okay, that's one thing. But the state capitol building is commissioned, has commissioned this and has sanctioned this to appear in their halls.
And there's no telling how much they paid this so-called artist, and I use the term loosely, to create this masterpiece. What this shows, the fact that the governor who is being targeted apparently had to approve this. The people in high places in Florida government would not have allowed this to be displayed in the rotunda of the state capitol unless they were in agreement with it. They apparently want to distance themselves from the workings of their own jury system. They apparently think their jurors are racist not to have found George Zimmerman guilty. This shows you in perfect clarity that we are ruled, even on the state level, in a red state like Florida, by a treasonous globalist elite that actually despises the majority of the people that they swear an oath of office to protect and defend. This is why we need serious change in our government. This is why we can no longer afford to re-elect incumbents, to go along and get along with political correctness. We have a government that is trying its very best to destroy the best interests and the continuing vitality and prosperity of America by supporting this type of subversive ideology that somehow America is a racist nation and black people can't buy a break and all white people are guilty of this racist collusion against all non-white people. This is the mantra. This is the leftist mantra that keeps being pounded into the heads of our young people in public schools and, alas, also in private schools. This is what the new educational establishment is teaching. This is what the new entertainment industry is portraying in the movies and TV shows that our children watch. And it's all an inversion of reality. But to the young, it seems more real than the world outside the front door. This is how they are transforming America. It's like what Adolf Hitler said in the mid-1930s to his lieutenants. He said, if the adults don't go along with us, it doesn't matter. We already have their children. And you can see that our globalist elites, the people running the state capitol in Tallahassee, Florida, are in complete agreement with the subversive elements that want to make America believe that there was a great miscarriage of justice done in the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman murder trial.
Keith, as always, brother, thank you for your contributions to tonight's program. Eddie the Bombardier Miller was off tonight. Peter Stanton as well couldn't call in. But no shortage of opinion and commentary tonight, thanks to Sam Bushman and Colin Flaherty, and Sidney Leathers also on the show tonight, I think, as everyone knows by now. Folks, big month coming up. We're going to announce in a couple of days the kickoff for our third quarter fundraising drive for 2013, so stay tuned to thepoliticalcesspool.org for announcements about that, as well as the incentives we're going to be offering for those who contribute to between a couple of days from now, and September 30th. Remember, in addition to keeping our show on the air with your contributions, we kick back to the network as well, and we're going to need your support, so get ready and gear up. Good night, everybody. I'm James Edwards. God bless you.
On the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.